I'm Jennifer Pemberton with Water Source Facts. The streets of many Utah cities and towns may be lined with trees now, but that's not how it was when pioneers first settled the area. In fact, places like Utah State University's Logan campus once had no trees and were covered in sagebrush and other rangeland plants. Because of the state's arid climate and limited water resources, most trees in Utah have a hard time growing below 5,000 feet, unless they're situated next to a river or stream. Most Utah cities, however, are located below this elevation. Choosing trees that are adapted to valley locations is an easy way to make your landscape water-wise. One way to do this is by planting native species, which require less water and can survive the state's doubly harsh environment of hot, dry summers and bitterly cold winters. Just because native plants are adapted to the local environment doesn't mean they don't need to be cared for. Both over- and underwatering native species in your landscape can be a problem. These plants do require some water, especially when they're just getting established in the landscape, but they need much less water than non-native plants, and watering them with the same amount as grass or thirsty plants can cause them to drown. Water Source Facts are part of UPR's partnership with Utah State University's 2015 Year of Water and the College of Agriculture and Applied Science.